This year, we've been shining a light on rising heroin use in our region. University of Washington researcher Caleb Banta Green says heroin use is spiking because prescription opiates are hard to get.
For people who were abusing prescription-type opiates and could no longer get them, some of those people did, in fact, switch over to heroin. To the brain, heroin and something like oxycodone are virtually identical. So they're biological substitutes. They're the same thing.
And for people who are trying to kick their addictions to heroin and other drugs and alcohol, programs to help them could become more scarce. One unintended consequence of the Affordable Care Act, both in-hospital detox programs and outpatient drug treatment programs in Washington state may lose funding. Programs that serve low-income people are likely to be most affected. Linda Grant is CEO of Evergreen Manor. It's a nonprofit drug and alcohol recovery center based in Everett. She says restoring this funding is crucial, especially for young people.
40 years ago, I started in this field, and the average person in a detox program was about 40 to 50 years old, chronic alcoholic, street-type person. Today, when you come through our detox program, it looks like it's a high school class, and you see very young opiate addicts, heavily opiate addicts. About 80% of our admissions now are opiate addiction, and they're very, very sick. They have, a lot of them have a lot of wounds and abscesses. They have all kinds of organic damage going on because of the drugs they're using, and their lifespans are tremendously shortened. I was answering the phones in my agency for a short period one time this week, and I talked to two fathers in that time. One had a 21-year-old son, and one had a 23-year-old daughter. Both of them were out on the streets in Seattle, and they were frantic, wanting to get some help. What can we do? Can we get them into a detox? Where can I find some assistance that's going to help my child? And these people do beautifully when they get treatment. A lot of them are tremendous success stories. Half of my staff are people that are in recovery, and many of them got clean and sober young.
Linda Grant is CEO of Evergreen Manor, a nonprofit drug and alcohol recovery center based in Everett. An unintended consequence of the Affordable Care Act may cut funding for drug treatment programs that serve low-income people. Why did you expect that the Affordable Care Act would provide you adequate or even increased funding?
Well, in 2008, the state of Washington decided that they wanted to be very forward-thinking and prepared for health reform. So they were one of the first states in the nation to start implementing things early. And one of the things they did in this state is they created a program called Treatment Expansion, which is to move a large number of folks who eventually would be under health reform into a funding category that would be paid the same as they paid for other services that weren't Medicaid.
I see.
So we received quite a bit more money for providing those services to that population.
I see. So the federal government put people on Medicaid, but they don't pay at the level that the cost of your service when they're coming through the Medicaid program.
Yeah, the state actually created sort of a dummy Medicaid program to put in place all kinds of mechanisms so it would run smoothly.
I see. So these cuts took effect January 1st. How much money has your organization lost so far?
In our first month of health reform, our organization lost close to $20,000. And when we get fully ramped up, we're expecting it to be much more than that, probably a $500,000 in the next year, in this coming year.
We're talking with Linda Grant. She's CEO of Evergreen Manor, a nonprofit drug and alcohol recovery center based in Everett. So what's the worst case scenario for Evergreen Manor if this funding isn't filled in?
We will have to close our detox program. The losses there are just too great.
Where would people go if your detox program was closed?
Well, the only options they really have are to go to the hospitals, where it is, like I say, over $1,000 a day, or they won't get service at all.
So the legislators have to know this human story. I know that you must tell them that very human story. They look at you and they say, what?
You know, they're always sympathetic. They really are. And what everyone says to me is that we can't lose these services. But then, and you get your hopes up, and then you go look at the budget and it says, we're going to put out a report to study the extent of the problem And the report will be turned in by December of 2014.
And in the meantime,
we're gone. I'm saying to them, that's like closing the barn door if the cows have gone. So we just simply won't be here, and it'll be an obituary, is what the report will be.
It's Linda Grant. She's CEO of Evergreen Manor, a nonprofit drug and alcohol recovery center based in Everett. An unintended consequence of the Affordable Care Act may cut funding for treatment programs that serve people on Medicaid in Washington State. We'll track this story as the budget unfolds in the Washington State Legislature. This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.